This program is from our 1989 Piano Jazz Archives.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is John Lewis, one of the most celebrated musicians on the scene today. He's one of the founders of the legendary Modern Jazz Quartet, and his subtle swinging piano is an integral part of the group. Hi, John.
Hi, Marion.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, I've so many things to congratulate you for. I guess particularly the albums, The Bridge Game and the other album you have out.
Thank you.
What a great idea to use the Bach Preludes and Fugues.
Right. Well, it wasn't my idea, Marion. Actually, it was the producer in Japan. It was their idea, the Nippon Phonogram, which is the one of the main companies of Philips and Deutsche Grammophon and so forth.
Well, before we get into that, though, I would love to hear you play one of your own things.
Okay, fine.
So, what do you think it'll be?
How about Milano?
I love that. You came to New York probably in the 50s, didn't you?
No, I came to New York in December 1945.
And you started right in playing gigs?
No, what I did, I came in 1940 then because I was going to start in the second semester of school in New York, which I did start. I started second semester at the Manhattan School of Music, where you're now involved, I know. Then at that time, Dizzy Gillespie, who then was, the music he was making was the most exciting music that I heard at that time.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Very, it was wonderful. So he started a big band, and an old friend of his, and very close friend of mine at the time, was Kenny Clark. He and I were in the Army together. And he... when he started the big band, Dizzy had to have Kenny Clark.
Wonderful
play drums,
drummer.
Of course, right.
Sensational drummer.
So Kenny took some arrangements that I had written that we'd played in the Army together, an Army band. And he took them down, Dizzy, and Dizzy liked them, so he hired me as an arranger. So for 6 months through July, I was arranger for Dizzy's band when he's getting the band ready to go on the road. The pianist at that time was Thelonious Monk. He was the pianist in Dizzy's band.
Goodness.
So I took his place when Dizzy decided to go out on the road.
You know, you've sort of made history in the jazz field or in the music field. I mean, it encompasses all kinds of music that you've made with the quartet. I think putting the Modern Jazz Quartet together as you and the other guys did, I mean, it's been such a sensational group. It's held up and it's holding up and it's going on. You know, it's wonderful. Meanwhile, I'd love to hear something about this album, the Bridge Game. That was the first record with the Bach.
Yes, actually,
Prelude.
What it is, what I'm doing, eventually it'll be four CDs that'll be made, which will be called the Bridge Game. And what I use the title because I love to play bridge, obviously. And one of the albums, the first album, then the second album, are based upon bids. And there will be an album coming out again in March, which are based upon the conventions in bridge. And then I haven't decided what we're going to do for the last album, which is to come out in 1990.
Well, you think not non-bridge players like myself are going to enjoy this as much as the bridge players?
I hope so.
I mean, musically, it's got to be great. Well, what's the title of the one you're going to play?
This one is A Bid of Two Spades, which is based upon the prelude number 21 from the first book of the Well-Tempered Clavicle.
Okay. You know what I'd love to do, John, as a duet with you? One of my favorites of your tunes is, again, something you wrote years ago, because I used to play it at the Hickory House, yeah. Afternoon in Paris. You think we could do that?
Love to do it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I always think of you when I'm trying to make something swing in a kind of subtle way in the middle register of the piano. I would think of you, how you would keep it simple. And I'm sort of flurrying all over the place and thinking, why did you do that? You know, when it's really nice and economical and it swings, feels good. That is fun to play.
Thanks.
Well, it's
but,
I know. Could you stand it if I play a Duke Ellington tune?
Oh, I would love that.
This might be, I don't know, this might be one of my all-time favorites, I think. And I don't know where I learned it. I think I just picked it up somewhere all too soon.
Oh, that's great, 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 Ellington.
Yeah. Yes, I think so. Before we wind this up, I must thank you again, John, for being here.
Thank you very much for having me, Marion.
And taking time out from your millions of projects, which I know are going to continue on and on and on. And I hope we'll get to play some more one of these days,
yes,
real soon. But meanwhile, how about... we did this in Nice a couple of years ago. I remember April.
Yeah,
can we do
did.
That?
Yeah.
All right, you set the tempo.
Oh.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.